With SRN News, I'm Mary Rhodes. President Trump is putting Venezuela on notice.
The Pentagon says two Venezuelan military aircraft flew near a U.S. Navy vessel, calling it a highly provocative move. And the president issued this warning.
If they do put us in a dangerous position, they'll be shut down.
The Venezuelan military action came after the U.S. carried out a deadly strike on a boat that the president said was carrying drugs from Venezuela. Administration officials say they will continue to carry out such military strikes to stem the flow of illicit drugs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says his party is formulating a plan to confirm a bunch of President Trump's nominees in batches over the next few weeks.
This is the first president in history, in the annals, we went far as back as Herbert Hoover's administration. There hasn't been one president, with the exception of Trump, who at least at this point in his presidency hasn't had at least one nominee clear by unanimous consent or voice vote. It is unprecedented what they're doing. It's got to be stopped. The president deserves his team, and that's what the American people voted for, and we intend to deliver it.
A federal trial begins this week for a man charged with trying to assassinate President Trump as he played golf in Florida. Jury selection is expected to start tomorrow. District Judge Eileen Cannon agreed in July to let 59-year-old Ryan Ruth represent himself. Prosecutors have said Ruth plotted to kill Trump for weeks before aiming a rifle through the shrubbery as Trump played golf on September the 15th of last year at his West Palm Beach Country Club. Former President Joe Biden has decided to build his presidential library in Delaware. He also has tapped a group of former aides, friends, and political allies to begin the heavy lift of fundraising and finding a site for the museum and archive. This is SRN News. A warning about gambling.
The NFL season kicks off this week, and over the course of the season, billions of dollars will be wagered and lost now that most states have legalized sports betting. The Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission is urging Americans not to gamble. It's also telling pastors they need to speak out against gaming from the pulpit and prepare to help the problem gamblers that will likely begin to crop up in their communities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Will Graham, the son of Billy Graham, is planning a trip to Europe next month to preach the gospel. The popular evangelist is scheduled to hold a weekend festival in the city of Tallinn, Estonia, on October the 18th and 19th. After the Estonia trip, Graham is scheduled to take the gospel message to several Florida cities in the final days of October. The list includes Tallahassee, Gainesville, and Sarasota. This is SRN News. Republican Curtis Sliwa likes his chances in a crowded New York City mayor's race.
Curtis Sliwa, the red beret wearing founder of New York City's Guardian Angels Anti-Crime Patrol Group, is the Republican candidate for mayor again in the city.
If the people are good enough to elect me mayor November 4th, I'll take the beret off for all time.
He lost to Democrat Eric Adams by almost 40 percentage points in 2021.
I will be the alternative.
The field includes Adams running as an independent, along with fellow Democrat Andrew Cuomo and the official Democratic nominee, Zoran Mandami, who is leading. Sliwa is running on an anti-crime platform. Julie Walker, New York.
A New Hampshire teen, 13-year-old Jackson Denio of Hampton, headed for the seacoast overnight charter to see if he could, catch a big fish. And he did. He attracted what could be the biggest Atlantic halibut on record, 174 pounds. More details at srnnews.com.